7th, 2021. We are here to hear real estate parcel 710-08570-001. Time is 10 o'clock. I'm going to have everybody introduce themselves, and then Margaret will be do the swearing in. The assessor side will go first. The applicant will go second, and then we'll have 2-minute rebukes. That's it. I will shut it off after that. My name is Glenda Mudgett, Equalization Board.
Luann Deere, Equalization Board.
Melinda Reynolds, Equalization Board.
Chrissy Lewis, Assessor.
Kent Baker, Equalization Board.
Jeff Stevens, Equalization Board.
Margaret Darter, County Clerk.
Dale Walmsley, Total Assessment.
Donna Beck, Assessor's Office. Very smart, pass.
Philip Murphy, County Attorney.
And go ahead.
And Chloe Frigier with Ryan LLC.
Okay. Could you hear everybody when they went around?
Yes.
Okay. Margaret, if you'll do the swearing in.
Okay. All witnesses, raise your right hand. Including, yes. I swear to tell the truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
I do.
Okay. Task.
This is on an apartment complex. This is the sales we had to arrive at our package. You can see they're all pretty close. Those are giving us a mean ratio of 19.18 and a COD of 3.47. That's pretty cut and dry, folks. The first one on your list is Deer Meadows off Donaghy. There's 8 units. It sold for $86,000 a unit. If you go down to the fourth one, Donaghy Court with 40 units, it sold for $46,250. That is coming off an Act 9. And I think this is the last year they'll be on it. Then you've got the Village Apartments on Finley, which are extremely old. They're on at $52,696. And we've got Glen Rock down there off Dave Ward. That just sold for $17,500,000 or 97,500 units. Now, the weird thing about those are dormitory type things. Every bedroom's got their own bath. It's not being rented that way anymore, as far as I know. They never could get to go off the ground. This thing has been bought and sold several times. The University Park Apartments is the one we're here to talk to about today. And we have a value of it at $10,714,000. That's the cost. If we go back and look at the income, it came out $10,713,000. And I've used a 7 cap rate on all the apartments that has come in for the simple reason I had a appraisal. The Glen Rock that sold for $17 million, CoStar had a cap rate of 6 on it. I had another apartment complex come in, and they put the taxes in the expenses, and it's coming out 6.5 for a cap rate. I'm kind of conservative. I use 7. And this has 106 units in it. Everybody know where these are, don't they?
South Donaghy. South Donaghy Ward, right on South Donaghy.
These are on at $66,960 a unit. So, I mean, they're falling within range right there. So that's, I ran the income, and I came up with $10,713,614, and the cost is at $10,714,983. That's about all I got, folks.
Okay, Clark.
Are you ready for me?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. If you turn to my packet on the second page, that's just a summary of the facts. So we've got a 160-unit apartment building built in 2006. Like Dale said, it's on for $10,714,950. And the value that we are requesting is that $9,657,886. And on the next page, we have our income valuation. So we use the actual financials provided from the client, which are in the following pages if you'd like to take a look at the income statement and the rent roll. You can see in the top middle under market assumptions, we're using the gross potential monthly rent to get a monthly rent per square foot of 67 cents. And on the right is just the historical information, so their effective gross income and their expenses for the year. And then if you go down to the pro forma column, we took that 67 cents a square foot and got a potential gross rental income of $1,298,43. We're adding in actual other income from the financials. We're using a market vacancy of 5%. Their actual vacancy was 2.5%. And then we're subtracting out a collection loss of 1% to account for bad debt collection loss. And that gets us to an effective gross income of $1,345,744. We're taking out $4.25 per square foot for expenses, and that's just a market expense that we use, typically 50 to 52% of our potential gross income number. Capital reserves, $250 a unit, and then we're using a 6.5% cap rate to get the requested $9,657,886. And that was all I had for this one.
Or have any rebut?
I mean, the only real difference we have is on the overall rate of the capitalization. You know, I'm at 7, she's at, 7.5?
Yeah. So I'm using a base of 6.5, but we're taking out the taxes from the expenses and effectively adding them back in by loading the cap rate.
I'm doing the same thing, just using 7.
Okay, well, we'll take it in consideration, and you should receive a letter within 10 days.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's good. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
So she's using a 6.5, and he's using a 7. I noticed she's got real estate taxes, property taxes in here and stuff. She's got that as an expense.
I'm trying to think if you put it in expense, you wouldn't put it in cabaret.
That's what I'm thinking. She's got it.
What'd you say, Jeff? She doubled up on the taxes.
She doubled up on the taxes.
Yeah, it's one or the other.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Where do you want?
Yeah. She put the... Anybody got a...
Not yet.
So if she would have added that back in, then we'd be at the... I think we'd be at the back, same thing. That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's...
Are they the ones on the corner of Dave Ward and South Donaghy that a lot of the UCA students live in?
Yeah, they're not on the corner. They're not on the corner.
I was saying, they're not on the corner.
Not on the corner, but behind.
First Security.
Behind First Security. Yeah. The next apartment, the very first apartment you get
yes.
to on.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like she said, there was a 2.5%. She used 5% vacancy. And she also counted real estate taxes in here on expenses. So I think if that was taken out, we'd pretty much the same thing.
Madam Chairman, I'll make a motion that that we remain what value are we at? Here I am making the motion. That there's no change on this.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Then we will keep the assessment at $10,714,950. Okay. If there's nothing else, we'll adjourn until the next meeting, which I believe is...